Yeah, there certainly has, Jordan. Stage 17 completed, and the big news coming out of that stage was we lost one of the contenders in the form of the defending champions, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, in their Hyundai i20 off the road in Fannin. It was a big one, but both are okay and out of the car. It happened up in and around the Memorial area, if you know the Fannin head stage. But Fannin, of course, always makes headlines in the Donegal International Rally, and once again, it's Josh Moffat who has gone out of this event here today. Callum Devine has had a good final day. He's been fastest in all three of the stages, and he has an advantage now of 53 seconds actually over the chasing pack with three stages to go. The young dairyman who has Noel O'Sullivan on board was fastest on High Glen, was fastest on Atlantic Drive, and actually took 13 seconds out of everybody on those opening two stages. And likewise, he was fastest over Fannin as well, 5 minutes 32.5, taking even more time out of the chasing pack. Now Sam Moffat has been given the same time as Callum in and Fannin, because Sam was running third in the road, Josh was second on the road. Josh had that big off, and Sam actually stopped with his brother to check to see if he was okay. Now Josh was okay and Andy were both out of the car, but he lost a couple of minutes due to that stoppage. So actually what it meant was Josh was then going to be given the time ahead of him, whoever it was, and it turned out to be the rally leader. So that's probably going to actually benefit Sam as well, excuse me, because he's been given the same time as the leader, 9:32.5, and that means it's opened up the gap now between himself and Matt Edwards to 7.6 seconds. Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in the Volkswagen Polo, 9:38.4, slightly slower, and probably Edwards actually slowed a bit on the stage as well, where Josh has had his accident, but he's been given 9:38.4. So there's 7.6 seconds separating Sam Moffat and Matt Edwards in that battle for second. Another solid time for Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson, 7:47.1. They're fourth overall. Robert Barabel and Gordon Noble, 7:44, as they move up into fifth overall and now sit 15.9 seconds adrift of Marion Evans. By the way, the difference between Edwards and Evans, who are two Melvin Evans Motorsport run polos, is 48.4 seconds as they head into service. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy were fifth earlier today. They've actually dropped down a place to sixth overall, 1.4 seconds adrift of Barabel. Barabel has actually jumped two spots in the standings up into fifth. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, they're having a good steady run, 9:48.3 in the right-hand drive Fiesta. They're seventh overall. Johnny Greer and Niall Burns, they sit eighth position overall, 32.2 behind Loughran. Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson are in ninth position overall, 9:39.3 was their time in there, and Fannin, a good steady time there by Desi Henry, the dairyman, and they set 7.4 adrift of Greer in 8th position. They'll be looking to try and grab a top 8 spot come the end of the day, and no big surprise that Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore continue to dominate the 2 wheel drive category. We'll look at that in just a second. Let's get some reaction, however, first of all from the rally leader, Callum Devine. I just spoke to him as he came off the last stage, and obviously there was a bit of confusion about Josh, but he is still the man to beat. Callum, at the end of the first loop on day three, there's three stages to go. Listen, you've been laying down a big marker this morning, but the rain's back.
Yeah, we had two stages this morning and we pushed hard. I obviously made the car kind of racy, we were hard, you know, but middle of that final stage, the wipers weren't going hard enough to keep the rain away there, and it's hard, you know, like we could have been a lot too cautious. I know Josh is a different tire, so.
What tire are you on?
I'm on a Pirelli hard, like full hard, so.
Yeah, that's Callum Devine hoping to still be at the front. Currently with three to go, he is certainly in pole position, but we had bone dry conditions, as he mentioned there earlier in the day, Cairnhill and Atlantic Drive. Once we got to Fannin, the middle part of the stage was very, very heavy rain. The start and the end, where we were, was bone dry, but it was very, very wet in the final stage. And by the way, there is more rain set to come in the afternoon, we've been told, which is going to make things even trickier. Let's hear from Rory Kennedy, the former four-time winner of this event. The Letterkenny man's on board with Gary Jennings. They have a big battle for fifth with Robert Barabel, currently 1.4 adrift. But Gary has had his problems today with the gear shift. But Rory says they're still in the fight.
You know, it's been such a long time since I've done it. I'm going out there to try to execute a game plan, and I feel...
Yeah, well, that's the wrong Rory. That's Rory McIlroy, who is, of course, talking about the US Open. Maybe the guys back in the studio can let me know if they have Rory Kennedy lined up. I did speak to him at the end of the stage. What we'll do maybe is come back to Rory Kennedy. We'll talk about the two-wheel drive category in the meantime. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, 10th overall, and in their Darien T90 GTR, they lead Class 14. They're 10th overall, and they have a massive lead, so they do, over the other two-wheel drive contenders. 2 hours, 5 minutes dead, and 0.8 seconds for Kevin Gallagher. Kevin Eaves is next in that category, 6 minutes 54.3. So the advantage of Eaves in that category, the advantage of Gallagher over Eaves in that category, is out to a minute and 54 seconds with three stages to go. So then, as for the standings in the top 20, Gareth McHale and Brian Murphy, a solid 946.6 on Fannett. They sit 13.7 adrift of Kevin Gallagher in 11th. Aidan Ray and Martin Brady in the polo, a further minute back in 12th. Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden, 24 seconds adrift in 13th. Then we have Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, second in Class 14, 14th overall, and they sit 6.5 adrift of Mitchell. They'll be looking to catch him over the next couple of stages. Damien Tourish sitting 15th overall. Donal McAlaney is the navigator. Just looking at the times of Eaves and Tourish, by the way, in Fannett. Eaves 9 minutes 50.7, Tourish 9 minutes 50.3, and there's 16 seconds separating the two of them as they actually go into a service. Kevin Gallagher's time in Fannett, 9:48.9, so it took a couple of seconds out of those two men in there. The rest of the top 20 is made up of Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea in 16th, Ryan Caldwell and Arthur Cairns in 17th in the Skoda, James Ford and Niall Shanks in the Citroen 18th, Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, they are now sitting in 19th position overall, having suffered some issues yesterday, and the top 20 is now being wrapped up. Just taking a look at my notes, and it's Cal McCarty actually, and Eric Calnan, who now sit in 20th position overall. Let's go back to that Rory Kennedy interview. Fingers crossed they have him sorted in the studio now. This is Rory Kennedy speaking to me as they came off the end of Fannett Head just moments after Josh Moffat had his big moment. Rory, three stages done, I suppose. First of all, this was the big news coming out of that. Josh is off,
in a very bad place there, right? We just come around the corner, suddenly the car presented us in the middle of the road, right? Luckily, no, Andy had the OK board up, and Josh, they're both OK, but hey, a decent accident, and if something's going to happen, normally it does happen.
Yeah,
it
normally happens in Fannett, but how would you assess your three stages today so far, Rory?
Well, a gear selection problem on the first one, we got sort of the second one, and not so bad on there. We're quite happy where we are, really.
This is warm in the car, no look at you.
No, very warm in here, I can see. But, the race is on, like it was on, and fair play to the two boys that were going flat out, so something had to give.
Okay, good luck with the rest of it, Rory. We'll talk to you again.
Cheers, Josh.
There you go, that was Rory Kennedy talking to me a short time ago, coming off the Fannett stage. Just looking at some of the other men, as I've got notes in front of me here, Eddie Doherty from Kilkenny. He's the championship leader in the two-wheel drive category, 22nd overall. The Ford Fiesta of Aaron McLaughlin sits 23rd. Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty are 24th in the polo. John Boner and Johnny Baird are 6th in their class, 25th overall in the Escort. Kyle McGettigan and Dale McGettigan are just 5 adrift off them in 26th place. Johnny Jordan and Gary McNairn are 27th overall, leading class 13. Others of note still in this event, with 3 to go coming off Fannett. Patrick McHugh and Patrick O'Donnell in the Escort. The Tyrone partnership, the father and daughter partnership of Frank and Lauren Kelly, inside the top 30. JF Shovlin and Emmett Bradley still competing, as is Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan. Joseph Kelly and Stephen McCauley continue to battle it out in this event as well. They're still going with three to go. And Kevin McLaughlin and Ed Geller are on a charge in class 11F. They are leading that class today. Chris O'Callaghan and Tom Murphy still in this event, as is Martin McGee and Connor Foley. Gary Cooney and Stephen Reynolds still in the Donegal International Rally, as is the sponsor Rodney Walton and Connor McMahon still in the event. It's the Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally, and there's just over 40 kilometres left to go in this event, with three big stages, of course, to come as well. Once again, it's going to be High Glen, Atlantic Drive and Fannet Head. They're due back on High Glen round about 3:30, a quarter to four. And as they come out of service, going to High Glen, the man who will be leading the pack is Dairyman Callum Devine, along with his navigator Noel O'Sullivan in that Polo GTI R5. He has won two championship rounds already in the Tarmac Series this year. Will he make it a hat-trick of wins? And will he take a first Donegal? He's got a cushion of 53.1 seconds over Sam Moffat, with Matt Edwards a further 7 seconds adrift. Back to the studio in Letterkenny.